With Kroger free pickup, the savings are always with you. So you get the same great deals as in-store right in the app. Add your family's favorites to your cart while at the zoo, the science fair, or wherever. No matter where you order Kroger pickup from, you can stay on budget while easily stocking up on everything you need. So start your cart and save from wherever today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. $35 order minimum. Restrictions may apply. Subject to availability.
At Premier High School, we are a tuition-free charter school serving grades 9 through 12. We offer a personalized program which gives you the opportunity to recover credits, graduate early, attend school around a work schedule, career and technical training, earn college credits while in high school, become eligible for military service. Learn more about how you can reach your goal.
Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. Just pray that any sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sister that's listening today that she just deals with her heart in an honest way and that this just brings about a lot of clarity in terms of obedience and covering and confession and repentance. Ask all these prayers, you Father, your Son, Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so going through Isaiah 33 and the book of Amos and talking about times of judgment, how dangerous they can get, and the need to walk in the Holy Spirit more perfectly. But understanding that once you do, you're going to get persecuted, okay? And you can understand persecution much better if you understand Bible prophecy and talking about the spirit of Antichrist versus the true Christ. Now, I talked in the previous podcast about the importance of cleaving to these scriptures and, of course, any other scriptures that the Holy Spirit leads you to, of course, the importance of staying the course and understanding that if you do get deceived, which I'm hoping any sister listens doesn't get deceived, but if it happens, okay, and you find yourself outside the covering of God, God is not a respecter of persons, okay? Either you're in or you're out, okay? You need to understand that he'll work with you and bring you back into repentance. But if you give in to the spirit of Antichrist, you have to understand you're giving in to the spirit of Antichrist. That's a really big deal, okay? It's not a small thing, okay? You need to stay the course and stick with the true Jesus and be salt and light, especially during times of judgment. Because if you start swaying and get deceived by the spirit of Antichrist and start, you know, just going with the sway of the world, you're going to be subject to curses and plagues again, okay? And what that looks like carnally, and it sounds harsh when I'm saying it, but it's true, it happens, and I've seen it, okay? Because you'll find yourself, just like the children of Israel, you're inside of the covering of God with the blood of the Lamb, okay? And the curse the plague of the firstborn is going to be passing through the streets, and people are going to be screaming and crying, okay? But if you go outside of that, and you get deceived with the spirit of Antichrist, go, nope, God doesn't judge. Nope, everything's okay. God's all about love and mercy. And you go outside, okay, and you're not inside, speaking as a metaphor in terms of the children of Israel and the plague of the firstborn, and you go outside and you're not under the blood of the Lamb anymore, yes, you're going to lose your firstborn. And what this looks like, okay, the firstborn is, when in terms of now spiritually, is something very precious to a person, okay? It can be their health with a plague. It can be your firstborn tends to be like your fruit, okay? Something that you've labored really hard for here in this life, and you lose it, and it's really important to you, okay? And you can find yourself losing things, okay? God's not a respecter of persons. You need to stay in this covering, because I've seen this happen before where somebody gets deceived and they sin and they go outside that covering, okay? And then they start finding themselves being subject, just like everybody else is, okay? Because God's not a hypocrite, okay? And then what happens is they feel like God abandoned them, okay? And that the promises of God are not true, okay? And they get all confused. And at that point, it's a very dangerous place spiritually, because then they start falsely accusing God. Like, God didn't keep his promises. He didn't say what he said he was going to do. You see this with Gideon in the book of Judges, okay? Where the angel comes and says, I'm going to deliver you from the hand of the Midianites. And he says, where be all these promises that we heard of with our fathers? You know, all these miracles that we've heard of, okay? Well, they're not here because you guys are worshiping a bunch of idols. They're all over the place. He says, I'm not going to bless you, okay? God's not a hypocrite. He's not going to deliver you. He's the one that sent the Midians. Why? Because you guys are full of sin. now he dealt with Midian and then helped him, you know, go and fight, okay, and then turn that situation around. But you have to understand that, because I've seen this happen. I want to reiterate this again, where somebody's doing well, they're walking the Lord, and all of a sudden they get deceived and pull off the path, and then things start going bad, because that's what happens when you get off the path, okay? And they start feeling like God's not there, and it's just really dangerous, okay, when you're talking about times of judgment, because the consequences are going to be much more severe, okay, because things are going to be so bad carnally. And then you want to be very careful, because I've just seen this happen before. Someone's sinning and they're like, God's not there for me, he's not helping me. No, you're dead wrong. You're just full of sin. You're full of sin. I've seen it happen so often where they falsely accuse God. They're like, he's not there. And I'm like, yes, he is. Yes, he is. You're just disobeying him, and you can't expect him to bless you in this situation. You need to get yourself back in that covering of God and repent and start obeying him, and everything will start to fall back into place. I'll go and leave it there for today, Father. I just ask for any sister that's starting her day, that she humbles her heart and reads her KJV Bible from cover to cover. When she's done, reads it again, and ask to be filled with your Holy Spirit so she can obey, understand all these things and obey him. Ask all these prayers, you Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
At Premier High School, we are a tuition-free charter school serving grades 9 through 12. We offer a personalized program which gives you the opportunity to recover credits, graduate early, attend school around a work schedule, career and technical training, earn college credits while in high school, become eligible for military service. Learn more about how you can reach your goal.
Me, Houston, can count on AT&T's nationwide 5G to help stay connected to Houston's best. Con mi grupo de amigos. Mi equipo campeón. Mi Tex-Mex. Mi downtown. Mis murales. Mi rodeo. Mi playlist tejano. Mi mission control.
It's not complicated. AT&T 5G is fast, reliable, and secure. And now you can get four lines with AT&T 5G access starting at $35 a month per line. That way you stay connected to everyone and everything that's yours. Visit your Houston AT&T store for more details. AT&T may temporarily slow data speeds if the network is busy. Price for AT&T Unlimited Starter Plan with autopay and paperless bill. Taxes and fees extra. Other charges, usage, and restrictions apply. 5G requires compatible device and not available everywhere.